And it's a battle of control, you might say, between the liberal and conservative wings of the party.
A matter of state importance rather than national in this particular instance.
I would say that, yes.
And who are Mr. Ritter and Mr. Stearns?
Mr. Ritter is running as a favorite son for General Douglas MacArthur, and Perry Stearns is running.
A perennial candidate, you'd call him?
Well, he has run for a number of offices during the years up in Wisconsin.
Has he given any indication of any particular candidate of the other candidates that he favors?
No, he has not.
Is it possible to have any write-in votes in the Wisconsin primary?
No, it is not.
Why is that?
Well, the law provides that the candidate must file a certificate of intention with the Secretary of State up there, and for that reason, if he does not so indicate, we do not permit him on the ballot.
Are the names of the candidates, as you have given to me, tied together with a list of delegates to the National Convention?
Yes, they are.
And the delegates for each one, are they bound to the candidate with whose name they're listed?
They are bound on the first ballot. If the candidate does not obtain after that ballot 10% of the total number of delegates to the convention, they are released to their better judgment.
Is that a party rule or a state law?
Well, it's a party rule, I think. It varies among some of the states who make it irrevocable, and some of them do not make it, but that is the rule in Wisconsin.
I see. Has there been unusual interest in the Wisconsin election?
Well, from my own observation, the crowds have been much larger than I would say they have been any time in the last 4 years. They are much bigger turnouts, much greater numbers of people appearing at practically every place where the candidates have been speaking and appearing. That applies to practically all of them.
And do you believe that there is unusual national interest in what happens in Wisconsin today?
I think that is exactly the case. People have their eyes on the state. They're going to take a considerable lesson from it.
You have a rather unusual presidential primary in that no write-ins are permitted by state law. Is there any particular reason for this regulation?
Well, I think it is the intent of the people of the state of Wisconsin and the men who wrote the law in the legislature to have the candidates come to Wisconsin and to campaign there, placing themselves and the issues and the stands that they're taking before the people so they can make up their minds.
Mr. Ireland, since you do have a primary, a preferential primary, what do you think of a nationwide presidential preference primary? Are you in favor of it, or what's your opinion?
Well, I think to obtain the feelings of the people, such a primary might be very good. But on the other hand, I'm afraid that you would endanger the health of a good many of the candidates. Just these past two weeks in Wisconsin have been a grueling experience for the candidates that have been up there. And if they had to campaign in each one of the 48th on the same basis, I don't see how they could possibly survive it.
As you can see, the Wisconsin presidential primary today also was complicated by President Truman's withdrawal as a possible candidate for a re-election. Two, there's the question of who is going to get the support of the people in Wisconsin who support General Eisenhower. Both Governor Warren and Harold Stassen, who have slates of delegates on the ballot, have promised to release their support to Eisenhower if they can't make headway themselves at next July's national convention. Thus, it's going to be difficult to interpret accurately the vote they have polled today in Wisconsin.
WHO will be reporting the balloting in today's presidential primaries in Nebraska and Wisconsin during its regular news periods tonight and tomorrow. A special roundup on the voting will be broadcast tonight, beginning at 11:30 o'clock.
The next state to hold a presidential preference vote will be Illinois, 1 week from today, with 60 national convention votes at stake for both parties. There will be others at the rate of about one a week from then on through June 3rd, when South Dakota residents express their preferences for the next president of the United States. The important thing to remember as the election story unfolds is this. Generally speaking, these votes have little binding effect on the national conventions. They do show, however, how the folks back home are thinking and thus may influence the Chicago conventions.
Next Friday, Iowa Republicans hold their state convention here in Des Moines to select 26 delegates to the GOP National Convention. That's the biggest block of delegates to be involved in any contest so far, with the exception of Wisconsin's 30-vote delegation selected today. Presidential preference primaries in the 17 states which hold them can pledge something like 300 votes at the National Republican Convention. Twice that many will come from state conventions, like the one here in Iowa 3 days from now. So there will be fights to swing those state conventions one way or the other. Perhaps not the spectacular battles waged in presidential primary states, but determined drives just the same. Precinct caucuses and county conventions have indicated Iowa's Republican voters are about evenly divided between Taft and Eisenhower supporters. And thus, there's every reason to believe Iowa's GOP state convention next Friday will produce political news of national importance.
Continuing WHO's policy of presenting complete coverage of the important events in both major Iowa political parties this year, Gene and I will make a series of special broadcasts direct from the GOP state convention this week. The first will be Thursday night at 8 p.m., when we will report by way of WHO-FM the events at the pre-convention caucus of Polk County's delegation to the state Republican convention. Then at 10 o'clock Friday morning, also on WHO-FM, we'll describe the developments at the important district caucuses from the 8 congressional districts of Iowa. A broadcast of the entire proceedings of the state Republican meeting will begin at 11 o'clock Friday morning over WHO-FM, including the important election of delegates at large. Throughout Friday afternoon, WHO will report bulletins of state convention developments.
And next Tuesday night at 9:35 o'clock, we'll be back with another in this series of programs entitled Wanted, Man Over 35. The broadcast will be a report of the Iowa Republican State Convention in the voices of the men and women who make the news headlines. Until then, this is Gene Gott and
Otto Weber
of the WHO News Department.